Bava Basra, Perik Vav, Mishnah Ches, 6-8, last the Perik, and here we have a person who is seeking to construct a burial grounds. So kind of like we had in the Mishnah a few Mishnahs ago, where a person is either A, buying land, and he specifies this is land for a home, or B, he hires a contractor to build him that home, so we talked about the minimum sizes of what a home would be. So here, since he's purchasing a burial grounds, or building a burial grounds, the question is, what are the minimum dimensions? So, to understand this mission, let me explain what their burial grounds looked like in the time of the Second Temple. So, they would typically excavate into the ground a chamber that would hold multiple corpses or bones, sets of bones from different deceased persons. The entranceway itself, from where one accessed, that would be called the chatzer, like a courtyard, literally. Which the Mishnah will say is 6x6 amos, and that would be big enough for, you know, the actual corpse and the people dealing with the burial. From the chatzer, you would have one or more burial caves, each one called a ma'ara. Okay, so you would go into the ma'ara from the chatzer, and in the ma'ara is basically an open area, and in the walls of that ma'ara, of that burial cave, you would have niches called kuchen, and the niches would be the Mishnah will say they're 4 amos deep and then 7 tefachim high, 6 tefachim wide. And those niches would be big enough to slide in a coffin, or as was often the case in the time of Bai Sheni, they'd do secondary burial, meaning they'd bury a person twice. First, they'd bury a person like in a basically an open chamber, let the body rot, and then they would, a year later, exhume the bones, take the bones out the ground, or out of the open, whatever it is, and then they would put those bones into a smaller box called an ossuary, like a bone box, which you've seen perhaps. They're all over the museums and the like. They're made out of terracotta or clay or even sometimes even stone. And they're all almost the exact same size. They're always on the inside the width of a skull, because that's the widest of the bones. And the length was always like the length of basically a femur, your leg bone from your hip to your knee, because that's the longest of the bones. And then all the bones would go inside that little ossuary, the bone box, and the ossuary would then go into the kuch, into the niche in the wall. Okay, so that's the structure, and then it could be that from the chatzer there'd be multiple ma'arot from the entrance chatzer underground. Ready? You'd have, let's say, on either side, right and left, or maybe in all four directions, you'd have separate caves, and in each of those caves you'd have these kuchen. So that's the setup over here. So our mission says inside, ha'mocher makum l'chaver la'asos lo kever. If a person sells a plot of land for him to bury, to build a kever, a burial complex, a burial grounds, v'chein ha'makabel l'chaver la'asos lo kever, or alternatively, a person owns the land, but he now has to hire someone to do all the excavation to build the burial chamber. So, ose tocha shel ma'ara arba amos al sheish. The burial cave, the ma'ara, has to be 4x6 amos, 2x3 meters, basically. Okay, uposeach l'socha shmona kuchen, and within the walls of the burial cave, there would be 8 niches, 8 kuchen. So if you imagine, say for example, the entrance is from the southern side, so then you would have, from south to north, you would have 6 amos, from east to west, you'd have 4 amos, and on the east and west side, which are the longer sides, you could have, says the Mishnah, Shlosha Mekan or Shlosha Mekan, on both east and west sides, since those are 6 amos long, you could put 3 kuchen, 3 niches. Ushnaim Mekanegdan, and then on the opposite side, meaning on the northern wall, which is the shorter 4 amo wide wall, you could put 2 more niches, for a total of 8. As for the kuchen, the niches themselves, Arkan Arbas Amos, their depth was 4 amos deep. That'd be big enough for like a full coffin of a person with a person inside of it. V'roman shiva, the height would be 7 tfachim. V'rachban shisha, and the width would be 6 tfachim. So since the width is 6 tfachim, it's basically an amma. You could fit, you know, if it's the space for, if it's 6 amos long, you could put 3 of these kuchen in it. And if it's 4 amos wide, you could put 2 of these, because you need, of course, have a niche, and you also have to have a wall that holds up the walls. You can't take it all out. Okay, Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says, no, burial chambers are bigger. He says, Osa Tocha Shel Ma'ara, the interior area of the cave, where you could stand with your own feet, not the walls, not the kuchen, but the area of the burial cave, the chamber itself, that would be, according to Rabbi Shimon, Shesh Amos al Shmona, 6 by 8 Amos, so 3 by 4 meters, something like that. Uposeach lesocha shlosha sarkuch. You can fit 13 niches in such a burial chamber, says Rabbi Shimon, because, again, let's say your entrance from the south, so that means you're now 8 Amos on the east and west side, and you can put 4 Mekan, Barba Mekan, you can put 4 on each of the east and west sides, each again the same kind of kuch of being a 6 Tvachim wide. So that's 4 and 4 is 8. And then on the northern end, which is 6 wide, Shlosha Mekanegan, you put 3 on that northern wall, because it's 6 wide, so that gives you not just the 8 of the east and west, but also 3 more gives you 11. But then, how do you get to 13? Because you can put diagonally in the northeast and northwest corners, you could also put 1 diagonal kuch, and that's what it says, your Echad miyamin ha-pesach ve-echad min ha-smol, both on the right and left side of the entrance, where you could put another kuch, so it gives you a total of 13, says Rabbi Shimon. Now, before you get to the ma'ara, va'osa chatzer al pi ha-ma'ara, you'd make a chatzer, like in a courtyard, but it's like an underground, like an area where you first enter into, at the entrance of the burial cave, which is still in, like a burial chamber, but it's inside the cave, if you will. Shesh al shesh, it's the chatzer is 6 by 6 amos. Okay? Kimelo hamita v'kovreha. And that would be the size big enough to fit a whole coffin, let's call it, as well as people burying it. So again, what you have here is the 6 by 6 chatzer, and then off, let's say, on at least, you know, for starters, let's say in two directions, you have ma'arot, and each ma'ara would have, according to the Tanakhama, 8 kuchen. So if you have a ma'ara on the left, ma'ara on the right of the chatzer, you put 8 kuchen into each for a total of 16, you know, deceased bodies could be put in there. Uposeach lesocha shtei ma'aros. According to Tanakhama, you have to build 2 ma'aros on either side of the chatzer. Achas mekan v'achas mekan, you know, 1 to the east and 1 to the west, let's say. Rabbi Shimon omer, arba la'arba ruchoseha. Rabbi Shimon says, no, not only can you fit in each ma'ara 13 kuchen, but you can also fit a total of 4 ma'arot off of a single chatzer. So then that would mean, of course, that according to him, you'd have 4 times 13. According to the Tanakhama, you'd have 2 times 8 kuchen. Okay, slots. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, hakol lefi asela, he rejects this whole thing. He says, listen, you can't just arbitrarily say how many kuchen you can squeeze into the ma'ara and how many ma'aras you can fit off the chatzer. It depends on the actual sela, the bedrock. If it's, you know, not excavatable because it's not, like, soft, you'd be stuck. So it depends on what you can actually get out of it in terms of what plot you're giving to the contractor to develop. In any case, the halacha is like the Tanakhama, for whatever that's worth, meaning that it's, according to the Mishnah, you'd have, you know, the burial plot would be a 6 by 6 chatzer. On either side of it, you'd have a 4 by 6 ma'ara, and then in each of those 2 ma'aras, you'd have a total of 8 kuchen, so a total of 16 burial slots, and the area would then work out to be, if you see a picture, draw a picture, basically 12 amos, I'll call it long, because it's each of the caves are 4 long plus 4 depth for each of the 2 kuchen in each direction, so that's 12 total, and the width would be 26 almost, because you basically have 2 times 4 for the farthest kuchen, you have then the 6 of the 2 ma'aros, that's, and then you have the 6 by 6, the 6 in the middle for the chatzer, so 4 plus 6 plus 6 plus 6 plus 4 gives you the 26 almost. So that idea of 12 by 26 almost would be the size that the total area of land you would need if you're buying land, according to Tanakhama, and the halacha, if it is the halacha.